Today in California, gubernatorial frontrunner Arnold Schwarzenegger kicked off a four-day bus tour with an apology.
Yes, it is true that I was on rowdy movie sets, and I have done things that were not right, which I thought then was playful, but now I recognize that I have offended people. And to those people that I have offended, I want to say to them, I'm deeply sorry about that, and I apologize, because this is not what I tried to do.
This apology comes after a Los Angeles Times story published today in which six women accuse Mr. Schwarzenegger of sexually harassing and groping them. Joining us now by phone from his office in California is Jack Pitney. He's the author of The Art of Political Warfare and a professor of government at Claremont McKenna College. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Were you surprised to hear this apology from Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes, it comes after a day in which his campaign was trying to get away from the allegations and trying to raise questions about the story. So it really represents a very abrupt change in tactics for the Schwarzenegger campaign.
Tell us a little bit more about the accusations that were reported on today in the Los Angeles Times.
Well, the story, which is very, very long, describes several women, a couple of whom are mentioned by name, who talk about inappropriate conduct. There's no allegation of rape or any kind of physical coercion, but definitely a situation in which Schwarzenegger allegedly groped them, made inappropriate comments, and generally behaved in a way that a lot of people would find disturbing.
Why do you think Schwarzenegger was so quick to respond? Is he really genuinely concerned this is going to be a problem for his campaign, do you think?
Well, certainly the biggest paper in the state runs a very long story about this aspect of his personal life. It's then this close to the election. It's got to be a source of concern. And I think his apology was appropriate, and he probably would have done himself a great deal of good if he had addressed this much earlier and delivered the apology much earlier in the campaign.
How much problem has this, the whole question of Schwarzenegger's reputation for womanizing, how much a problem has it been for him all along?
Well, during the campaign, it's been an issue out there, a peripheral issue. People in the political community have long heard about the rumors, some of which have made their way into print. And there was a general feeling that there was a shoe waiting to drop. Well, the shoe dropped this morning. What impact this will have on the electorate remains to be seen. We'll have to see what the next set of poll numbers tell us.
We're talking with Jack Pitney. He's the author of The Art of Political Warfare. We're talking about the apology of Arnold Schwarzenegger today. He made it on the campaign trail in California. If you'd like to join our discussions, if you have an opinion about whether this apology takes care of the matter for Mr. Schwarzenegger and his bid for the governorship, give us a call at 1-800-989-8255. That's 1-800-989-TALK. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. It's interesting that they are concerned about this issue now. I mean, even if this issue has been sort of trailing Schwarzenegger the whole time in this recall campaign, he still has this great standing in the polls. So how much harm does it seem to be doing him?
Well, it adds specificity and in some cases names to the story. The story in the eyes of Schwarzenegger's critics would establish a pattern of behavior and not simply one or two isolated incidents. So it's going to give new life to these allegations, and one of the things I'm sure everybody in the political community is waiting for, will there be other revelations in the next few days?
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger today assured women in California that he would be a champion for women. How are women voters reacting to his candidacy in California?
Well, the latest poll showed that he had actually made some gains among women voters. And that's one of the reasons, I'm sure, why the Schwarzenegger campaign was concerned, because if women voters turn against him because of this, his gains could diminish, and he might again fall behind in the replacement election.
All right, let's take a call now from Rick, and he is, I believe, he is in St. Louis. Hi, Rick, you there? Rick is not there yet. Okay. What are some of the political issues that women in California care about? And what is Schwarzenegger saying about those issues?
Well, the issue that always comes up in this context, of course, is abortion. And Schwarzenegger is and always has been for a long time pro-choice on abortion. So that's not an issue that really differentiates him from the other candidates. Another issue, not specifically a woman's issue, but an issue that a lot of women in California care about is child care and education. And that's something he's been emphasizing for a long time. In fact, his debut on the statewide political scene came last year when he sponsored an after-school education program that was very successful as a ballot initiative. And he was hoping that his emphasis on children's issues, on family issues, on social, what President Bush would call compassionate conservatism, would help him with women voters. And at least until this week, there were signs that he had been succeeding.
Do you think that because he comes from the Hollywood community and Californians perhaps might not be so judgmental of a political candidate coming from that background as they might be from somebody who, say, was in the state legislature or from a political background?
Sure, and I think there are two things here that could limit the political damage. First, as you suggest, not only does he come from a Hollywood background, but there have been stories about Schwarzenegger's personal life in the press for some time. The details are new, but the general tenor of the story is actually pretty familiar to anybody who's followed Schwarzenegger's career. And the second thing is that Californians, perhaps more than people in other states, tend to be forgiving of people's personal lives. This was, after all, a state in which President Clinton remained very, very popular throughout the impeachment scandal, and that was a time in which very similar allegations were made against him.
So, what are we to expect with a week left about in this campaign? What do you expect to be seeing in the next week or so?
Well, important thing is to keep an eye on the newspapers to see if other newspapers will try to follow the lead of the Los Angeles Times and discuss perhaps other incidents when similar things occurred. Second thing to watch is how Schwarzenegger and the rival candidates deal with this issue. If the Democrats are smart, they will let the issue play out by itself. If it's going to damage Schwarzenegger, it's going to damage him because of the media revelations. If they play it too aggressively, it could very badly backfire against them, as the Republicans themselves learned in the 1990s.
So you don't know, you don't expect Davis, or you do expect Davis to make a lot of this?
I don't expect Davis directly to deal with it. I'm certain there's an effort below the line with some of his operatives to try to keep the story alive. But I'd be very, very surprised if Gray Davis or Lieutenant Governor Bustamante were to address this issue extensively in public. And if they did, it would probably be a mistake.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being with us today, Jack.
Thank you.
Jack Pitney is the author of The Art of Political Warfare. He's a professor of government at Claremont McKenna College. Neil Conan will be back on Monday in Washington. I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.